Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Wyoming High School Athletics Association warns funding changes could impact Wyoming school sports and activities. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming High School Activities Association says recent changes to Wyoming's school funding model could lead to major cuts in student athletics and activities across the state. According to a press release from the Wyoming High School Athletics Association, during a meeting in Casper last week, the WHSAA board discussed an estimated 8.4% reduction in funding tied to the legislature's 2026 recalibration bill. Funding for student activities and extra duty responsibilities dropped from roughly $46 million to $42 million under the state's new silo funding model. School officials say most districts plan to temporarily rely on reserve funds during the 2026-27 school year, but many warn the solution is not sustainable long-term. The board discussed several possible cost-cutting measures, including reducing regular season tournaments, eliminating regional events, limiting state qualifiers, and potentially cutting programs such as soccer, swimming, indoor track, tennis, and skiing. Other ideas included reducing speech and debate events, limiting overnight travel, increasing gate admission prices, and implementing student participation fees. Board members stress that athletics and activities are critical to student success, leadership development, and graduation rates, while also providing economic benefits for Wyoming communities through travel and tourism. The Wyoming High School Athletics Association says it plans to continue working with school districts, parents, and lawmakers to find long-term solutions. LNH honored as Small Business of the Year as Gordon pushes data centers, nuclear energy. Gillette-based LNH Industrial was recognized Thursday with the U.S. Small Business Administration's Small Business Person of the Year Award during the Campbell County Chamber of Commerce Governor's Luncheon at Camplex. The Gillette News Record reported the award was presented to company owners Mike Wandler, Jason Persifield, Gage Wandler, and Dustin Roush by representatives from the U.S. Small Business Administration. LNH received SBA-backed loans in the 1990s and has since grown into a nationally recognized manufacturing company, recently contributing to NASA's Artemis II mission by helping upgrade the crawler transporter used to move the Space Launch System rocket. During the luncheon, Governor Mark Gordon also promoted Wyoming's future in energy development, artificial intelligence, and data centers. Gordon told attendees Wyoming is well-positioned to attract AI-related infrastructure because of its strong energy production capabilities and growing interest from companies looking to expand. The governor also defended data center development amid public concerns over water and energy use, saying newer facilities can operate with minimal water consumption and could provide stable, long-term demand for Wyoming's energy production. Gordon additionally highlighted growing interest in nuclear energy development following this week's Wyoming Energy Authority Summit in Laramie, saying more companies than ever are looking at Wyoming for future investment opportunities. He described the state as being at the cutting edge of emerging energy industries and said Wyoming is beginning to catch a bit of a lift. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.